Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Can you welcome Dickie Michael? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Standing on the existing protocol, I thank our Father for this privilege, and all the pastorates, thank you very much for the honor. The Lord will bless us all in Jesus' name. Before we pray, this is not a competition. So, please, let's just take it the way it comes. I trust the Lord that he will bring his word to us. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you because of what you have done. Thank you for what you will do, and thank you for what you are doing. We say be lifted in the name of Jesus. As we consider your word again, Lord, we pray you will speak to us. Thank you for your answer our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Well, considering the time, I was speaking with a friend yesterday. I was telling her that one of the issues I have is that I don't like preparing notes because I will not finish it. Immediately I stepped up now, I know that I can't finish what I have here. But the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Okay, we are still talking about the power of the kingdom. And one thing that is very important for us to note, even as we continue, I will not title this, please, you can find a title for it. I'm following my father. Okay. Okay. I want to bring an analogy from the schooling system, talking about the power of the kingdom. One thing that is important for us to note is that you will be punished the more. Let me use that word, because you already know you have the technical know-how of the power of the kingdom, but you are not exercising the power of the kingdom. Why do I say that? Now, by the grace of God, the Lord has been taking us through teachings in this house. You know, the priesthood, thy kingdom come, the warfare of the kingdom, and now the power of the kingdom. Now, every of these things are connected because it's taken from that book of Matthew, the Lord's Prayer. Every of these things has a connection. So, it is very important for us to note that we are being taught, we are being schooled, so that we will be able to understand how to use the power. Now, it is important for us to know that the power of God is Christ. I think every one of us, we know that the power of God is Christ. So now that we are in Christ, then we have the power of God inside of us. What is left is the expression of this power. Now, why I said the schooling system is that, you know, in school, if you want to study, if you want to be a medical doctor, you need 7 years to study, which will include housemanship and all of those things, before you will be given a certificate. You'll be given a license to practice. Now, when you are given that thing, It is ordinarily a paper, but notwithstanding, without that, you cannot practice. That thing indicates that you have gone through the process. Now we have certified you. We know that when we put life in your hands, you know what to do. You have the knowledge. The same thing is also happening in the kingdom, but the difference is that you don't wait till you graduate before you start expressing. That's the difference. We don't need to wait till we are done with the lecture. you have the teacher with you day and night. The teacher does not go on break. So that is more reason why anytime, even when you have not received that lecture, if you desire, you can go to that height. He's there to teach you. Now, but considering the power of the kingdom, I want to say that why we might keep talking about the power of the kingdom and many will not find it expressive in their life is because the same way the school system will test you. I want to agree that we believe that it is God that gave us the wisdom to come about the school system. Yeah, we might have so many abuses, but it is his wisdom that you need to go through a training before you can become this. It is still the same way in the kingdom. Yes, you go through trainings. Now, you will be tested. I take a clue from the life of Jesus. Before, it was recorded that he went about doing good. One thing was recorded that Jesus was tested. He was tested with fame. He was tested with power. And he was tested with his appetite. Now, if I'm talking about appetite, I'm talking about food. Can you really deny yourself of food? We want to wage the power of the kingdom. We want to express the power of the kingdom. But you will need to go through tests. And one of the tests that indicates the process, don't forget, I am actually talking about a schooling system, about a process. Now, one of the tests in that process is your ability to deny yourself of some players that are legitimately yours. Now, we agree that in the kingdom we have a king. You are a citizen. We have principles. We have the power. We have rules. We have punishments. All of those things are the characteristics of the kingdom. Now, there are some things that are legitimately yours. But notwithstanding, there is a price for making sacrifices. Amen. There is a reward. Sorry, not a price. There is a reward for making some sacrifices. Now, some of those sacrifices include denying yourself food, denying yourself water, denying yourself players. Now, Deacon Paul was speaking the other time about the sons of Sceva. Now, the scripture I am anchoring on is 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I start off from where Daddy stopped on Sunday about our enlistment. Now, Dickie Paul was talking about the sons of Sceva that they went out and now he said something which is very, very important, that there is a way the power brings fame, truly. The power brings fame. But if your desire is to be famous, that is why you are going after the power, then you will be disgraced. Because you will not be able to go through the process. Because you want to be gratified. You want that power at all means. So even when you are being told to wait, or you are being told to keep quiet, it is that time you will find it convenient to want to talk. Because you think that now I have the power, so I have to be famous. No, that you carry the power makes you more subjective to the king. That you carry a weapon as an army. When you carry a weapon, I believe that you must get an instruction before you release anything. You must get an instruction before you do anything. So if you are not instructed to go, you will only be doing the work of the Father. Truly, you think you are doing the work of the Father, but there is an underlying desire, which is greatness. You must be tested that if this power is released unto you, are you still going to be humble? You know, the truth remains that many of us are praying and we are doing everything we are doing because we want this, we want that from God. What if that desire is satisfied? You know, you will see many people, the way they used to pray has reduced. I inclusive. And why is that? Because you have settled. Because maybe what brought you to God matters a lot too. Amen. What brought you to God matters a lot. If what brought you to God is to look for a husband, the day you get that husband, I'm telling you, something has died. If what brought you to God is a job, getting a job, the day you get that job, I am telling you, you will feel comfortable. See, there will not be a desire to push further. So, we must have that desire that why we want to come to God is because we are a citizen of this kingdom. And it is our life, why we are being formed is to fulfill the mandate of the king. So per time, there are instructions he will release unto you. And that is why it is important that when you are done with a phase, you need to go back to him. God, what next? Even before you finish that phase, you should be having a clue of what next. I was talking about fame. Fame is actually the desire for instant success. Attempt to be great without process. Now, yes, it is good to pray, but prayer does not stop process. Amen. Prayer does not stop. Now, you can't pray for a pregnant woman to give birth at 6 months. It is wrong. You will have only successfully given birth to an immature baby. That baby did not complete the process. What prayer does is that prayer ensures that that baby does not pass the due season. That was what Daniel did. He understood by books that it is the season for Israel to come out. That process must be completed. And the same thing in this kingdom, if you want to work the power, you need to go through the process. And now, you will ask me, what is the process? You are in the process, and you must continue in the process. The process is Christ, is the truth, is the way. So, now, we must continually remain and continually get instructions from him. You must not take a step further when he has not instructed you. I was saying that prayer does not boycott process. So yes, it is good we pray. It is good we pray. But notwithstanding, when you are praying, make sure you are praying for the strength to remain in process. To remain in that school. Because the funny thing is that I'm not sure you will even graduate. We will not graduate from that school. We will not graduate. And that is more reason why they will not wait till you are certified at the end before you start practicing. You are a practicing Christian the day you got born again. Amen. Amen. The Great Commission was given to every one of us. The power of the kingdom. Another reason why many will not get to express the power of the kingdom is because we are not ready to serve. Amen. Amen. Many of us here, if you are tested with power, you will not serve. That's just the truth. If I know I have the power to, what can I use? To fly. No. That one. But if I know that I am, there is power inside of me that when I speak, like when I say bye lo se ma ri fun e, it will take a greater prophet to unlock. See, I'm telling you, there is a kind of pride that will come on me. That is just the truth. There is that kind of pride that will come, and you just be like, ah, you won't say me, won't buy me sorrow. You are talking to me like that. Do you know what I? Amen. My time is fast spent, but one thing I will want us to still take home is this. You need to remain in the process. And how you will know what next? We are still talking about the power of the kingdom. Now, in one way or the other, the truth remains that many of us, we have expressed a particular dimension of the power of the kingdom before. But it's seemingly looking as if we are no longer working in that path. Like, we are no longer expressing that kind of power. Maybe some of us, it is the interpretation of tongues. Some of us, it is healing. Now, out of so many reasons why we are no longer working in that expression, one thing is very important. There is, over time, there is one thing I've learned in God, that there is a way God want to draw you. When you are sincere, because sincerity is part of the criteria to actually be the kingdom citizen. You have to be sincere with yourself first. Be sincere. Now, when you are sincere, you sincerely want to follow God. There is he has a way of introducing hunger to you. You know, it is just like going to buy. Okay, the perfect example is suya. If you want to buy suya from an Ausama, it can cut almost 50, 100, 150 yon for you to taste. It will just cut it, just taste. It will cut different parts for you, taste it. Because it knows when you taste, you will want to buy. The same way, God bring us into some realm sometimes to draw you closer to himself. It is a testing. Taste and see that this thing is sweet too. Now, you now need to go through the process of becoming that thing. Because I believe that when you jump up, if I jump up like this, you know, if you measure my height, it will have increased, Abby. When I jump up. But where am I standing now? I am back to that point. But when I grow up, I can't come back. So it is just like at that time, God made you jump up to see that you can express this power, you can express this thing. But you need to go through the process. Because as a child, you are truly the son. You are heir of the king. But notwithstanding, you need to go through that process. You need to go through that process of becoming a son. And when you have successfully, or you continually follow him, you will see yourself expressing that which he has tested you with. It is just like wetting your, like, ogboron jollof rice, shop for me. You get? You just feel like, I want to eat this rice. I want to eat it. Like, that is the same way. God used that technology for power too. It make you come to some places. You just find yourself in a place, and you just see that you are releasing word of wisdom. You know, we went to a place today, and Bro Toby was hearing that the first person he met, a lady, he said that, Sister Bossy, how are you? And the lady was surprised that my name is, he now asked, what is her name? She said her name. But the lady now said why she was surprised that her second name is Bossy. So, and I'm sure that gave him confidence to continually talk. Because there is something he knows that something they hear. There is somebody where they give me this kind of vibe. Amen. My time is up. There is still a whole lot of things, but one thing, please take it home, that you are in the schooling system. But the difference is that you are practicing at the same time. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Thank you for summarizing for me. Because I was wondering I was going to give a summary. Because you went there, you just went there. And all of you are not teachers. So you are practicing teachers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He asked the question. I don't know whether we will attempt it at the end of this class. If this power is released to you, are you going to be humble? It's quite, like General Hussein would say, it's a good question. A good question. Will you remain humble? Will pride not enter your heart? The problem is not with the power. Now, there are something I need to correct. If God released, there are two schools of thought. Some schools of thought believe it's been released. Yours is to go and implement it. Some believe you have to go and collect it. Praise God. Whichever way it goes, and whichever way it goes. What you must understand about the kingdom, there are two sides to some of these experiences. You know, the Bible says, Jesus Christ said, the kingdom is like a man who was looking for a goodly pearl, and he walked. One day he came across that goodly pearl, and having found it, he went to sell everything he had. Then one was just walking one day and came across it. He was not looking for it, he was not struggling, but he recognized value when he saw it, and he purchased it. I don't really understand it. So you always have two kinds of people. Some of you, a white dollar. You go to Rosorampa, you go to Ekanka, you knock your head. Then your life will become so messed up. One day God will just appear and save you. Praise God. Some of it is in your room, they come and give you the salvation. Amen. He said there are two kinds of people. There are people who will be forgiven small. And those who are forgiven small, what will happen? They love small. But those who are forgiven big, love it much. Hallelujah. That's how the kingdom will be. Oh. Glory to God. So will you be humble? I think it's basically, don't let me lie you. You can't tell. You can't tell. You can't tell. You can say, God, you know me. I will be humble. The truth of the Bible says the heart of man is deceitful. You can't know, you can't tell. Until you have it and you enter it, then we shall know. You yourself will know. Praise God. You have not gotten there. When people don't call you. No, I feel one kind when Mr. Guruku, I don't know if you know Mr. Guruku, you know Mr. Guruku. You know, he doesn't call me pastor. When is it tomorrow? When he says it, I was like, close your mind now. We did it anyway. Hallelujah. God will keep us. He will help us. In Jesus' name. So just keep that at the back of your mind. We are practicing. And it's a continuous thing. God will help us in Jesus' name.